إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of making dhikr thoughtfully, and as I have said many times during this series of reminders, that even to say making dhikr thoughtfully is an illogical statement, because what is dhikr if it is not thoughtful? So therefore, that's something we need to ask ourselves, that if we are making dhikr and we find that the mind is wandering here and there, then is it dhikr or what? But we need to work on this, and like anything else, if you want expertise, then two things are required. One is that you work on it, and two, that you work on it enough. It's the principle of critical mass, that until it reaches critical mass, nothing will happen. And once it reaches critical mass, you cannot stop the reaction. So both are equally balanced. So therefore, it's very important for us to work on connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And of course, once we reach there, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then opens doors. What complicates matters, of course, is that our own laziness and our own lack of attention and so on, and also shaitan is there, so he tries to misguide and to distract in many different ways. But at the same time, we take solace and we take comfort from the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to help the one who seeks to get close to him. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut, the one who tries to make an effort, who makes an effort to get close to me, in me, fina, lanahdiyannahum subulana. Definitely, we will guide him to the paths that lead towards us. So therefore, we take comfort from this. And inshallah, if we make the effort, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to get close to him. And that is the whole purpose of dhikr. Dhikr is the purpose of our own creation. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, so that we remember him often and we remember him always. Yesterday we said yuhi, and today we say yumit. It's part of the kalima that we are talking about. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, yuhi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So yuhi is, he is the one who gives life. And as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us life for a purpose. Yumit is, he is the one who takes away life. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed those who deny that there is a purpose for which life is taken away. There is no one who denies death. Everyone accepts the fact that they will die, because this is the reality. There is no way of denying it. To deny death is like denying breathing or something. We know it happens. It happens to us individually. So it's a question of... But the what the people have said, whether it was the Mushrikeen of Makkah or whether it's different people today, those atheists and so on who say it openly, and may Allah protect us, Muslims who do not say it openly, but if you look at their lives, it looks as if the life is being led on the principle that death has no meaning, life has no meaning, I can live anywhere I like. We don't actually say it in so many words. But if you look at life, the life does not look as if it is being lived with the thought that one day I have to go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people denied this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. He mentioned the issue of resurrection, not the issue of death. Death, as I said, people don't deny. The issue of resurrection, and that the whole point of remembering death is to remember resurrection, to remember the fact that we will be raised again. People deny death, and people deny resurrection, they don't deny death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَيْنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah said, they say that after we die and we have become part of the earth, how is it possible that we will be raised again, that we will be recreated? Khalqin Jadid, can we be created again? New, created anew. How is it that this can happen? People deny this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all that they are denying is the meeting with their Rabb. That's what they are denying. They are denying the meeting with their Rabb. They say we will not meet. Then Allah mentioned this now. Then He said, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. Tell them they will die. Malakul mawti alladhi wukkila bikum. Malakul maut has been set upon them. Thumma ila rabbikum turja'un. And He will bring them to their Rabb. They will return to their Rabb. So this issue of yumit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives death, is something that is extremely important to remind ourselves again and again. And when we make the zikr, when we say yumit, this is the thing we must keep in mind. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. The biggest benefit of remembering death, and that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the most intelligent one of you is the one who remembers his death most often. And he said this, wallahu alam, because the best thing about remembering the fact that you and I will die one day is that it clears your mind completely. It enables us to prioritize very easily. It takes away all forms of distraction. It allows you to focus. Because if I know I'm going to die, then obvious thing is, if I have any intelligence, then I will not waste whatever time I have in doing something which has no value. In doing something, talking about doing something which is negative does not even arise. Why would I do something which is negative? I mean, if I'm going to die and I know I'm going to die, and that's where the second part of it comes. He said, remember death most often, and he also said that death can come to you at any time at all. وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the time comes, it will not be delayed and it will not be brought forward, even by 1 second. The meaning of sa'ah is different, taken differently in different places in the Quran, but it is a unit of time. So whatever the unit of time is, small or as the case might be. So therefore, when the time comes, it comes. And now, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say about this time? He said that do not even believe that if you are in Salah, and may Allah give us death like this in Salah. He said that do not even believe that if you said Salaamu Alaikum on one side, on the right, that you will be able to say Salaamu Alaikum on the left. So that is how quick and sudden it can be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time I think about this. I was in Jamaat in the UK, and we went to this place, if I remember the name of the town correctly, it is a place called Nuneaton. And there, we were there in the masjid, and somebody came and said that one of our musallis, very dear brother of ours, he died last night. Yesterday he passed away, so we are going to Taziyat to his place for condolences, so would you like to come? So we said, yes, we'll go. And I and two or three of the people who were with me, we went. And when we went there, Ajeeb Allah Ta'ala ki shaan hai, Allah cheez dikhate. The brother of the person who died, the elder brother of the person who died, he was there. So he asked somebody to bring, and they brought a plate. And in this plate, there was half a roti, and there was a small piece of roti which had been broken off. And there was some curry. So he brought this and said, dekhiye, look at this. So we are thinking, you know, we came here for to condolences for this man, and what is this plate and so on. He said, this is the plate. This is my brother's plate. He said, my brother was a taxi driver. My mother used to live with them, with him and his wife. He used to come every day for lunch home. And my mother and he would sit on either side of the sufra of dastakhan, and they would eat together. And the daughter-in-law, his wife, would make, you know, fresh rotis and hot rotis, and she would bring. So he said, yesterday he was eating, and he said he broke this piece, and we saw this piece of. He says he broke off this piece of roti. and he put it in the curry, and he did this, and he did this, and he... So his mother said, I still remember the name and all this of the person. And this is an incident which happened in, I think, if I'm not mistaken, about 1996. So this person says, the mother said, Javed, tu roti se khel raha hai. His name was Javed. So, you know, the Punjabi accent is Javed. He says, Javed, tu roti se khel raha hai. So he says, Ma, meri jaan nikal rahi hai. Wo bolta hai. He says, my life is coming out. And he died. In front of his mother, right there, sitting there, eating lunch. He said, Ma, meri jaan nikal rahi. And he died. And they showed us the roti, they showed us the plate and so on and so on. Wallah, ajeeb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me things. I remind myself and say that even if after that also, if I do not get ibrat, then there is no one who is more stupid than me in this world. Literally, this is what I have seen. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness. So whenever I read or hear this hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where he said, if you take a morsel of food in your mouth, do not believe that it can go down your throat, I have actually seen that. The man broke off the piece of bread. He is putting it into the curry, but he cannot eat it. Because that is it, time. وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. It cannot be brought forward, it cannot be taken backwards. When the time of your death comes, it comes, khalas. And therefore, this yumit, thinking about this and saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives death, is the biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it clears our mind completely. No, there is no time for anything which has no value. And what is the criterion of value? That which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Islam simplifies life. Islam does not complicate life. Islam simplifies life. Very simple, simple criterion. What has value? That which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And since I have a limited lifespan, and what is my lifespan? I don't know. That is the key thing. The key thing is I do not know. For most of us, we can say quite safely that I will not live as long as I have already lived. Wallahu alam, Allah knows best, but probably we can say this quite safely. But even that, we don't know whether it is one. Just now, recently, somebody just said, told us, and we hear this again and again. So and so, till yesterday was fine, today, right? Same thing for everyone. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us like that, in that sense that we are fine until the day we go, that there is no illness and so on and so on. We ask Allah to give us good health until the last minute to take us in that state, in a state of iman. But the important thing to understand is to remind ourselves again and again and again. This is the whole issue of Islam which keeps us grounded, alhamdulillah, because we know that we can go at any minute. Therefore, where is the time to do something which has no value? Now, add to this what Rasulullah said, where he said that you will be resurrected in the state in which you die. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Do not die except in a state of complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not die except in a state of Islam. This is the ayat which we hear in every Jummah. How can you die, how can you ensure that you die in a state of submission? By living in a state of submission. Because death comes unannounced and it can come at any instant. So if I want to make sure, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not die except in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I want to make sure that I die in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is only one way of doing that, and that is to live in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I can be sure, if I am living, my whole life is in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I know that when death comes, it will come to me in that state. But if my life is interspersed with some submission and some rebellion, then we don't know whether I will die in a state of submission or I will die in a state of rebellion. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you will be resurrected in the way in which you died. Imagine, may Allah protect us from that. If we die in a state where we were not in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be resurrected like that on the day of judgment before the whole world. What shame, what a horrible way that is. May Allah protect us from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remember our death and to take us in a state of complete submission, in a state of Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وَصَلُّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمُ